When it comes to free speech, Canada is becoming the Cuba of the North. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. Freedom of speech is a bedrock right for Americans. It is guaranteed in the First Amendment of our Constitution. We tend to think other democracies enjoy the same privilege. Think again. The First Amendment is truly unique to us. Just look at our neighbor to the north, Canada. There, free speech is under Cuban-like assault. If the government of leftist Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has its way, not only will your right to write and speak what's on your mind be severely restricted, but also the government can jail you if it suspects you might say something that is unlawful. You heard that right. The mere suspicion that you might mouth or write words or phrases that the government deems to be unlawful is grounds to arrest you. Who could have imagined that what George Orwell labeled thought crimes in his classic novel 1984 about nightmarish life in a totalitarian world would be pursued by Canada of all places? Ostensibly, Canada protects free speech in what it calls, quote, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, end quote, which is part of the Canadian Constitution. In the Charter, quote, freedom of expression, end quote, is indeed guaranteed. But then comes the killer qualifier, as long as it remains, quote, within reasonable limits, end quote. You could drive a convoy of dump trucks through that loophole, and Canada's national and local governments have done just that. Over the years, people expressing politically incorrect observations have suffered serious legal assaults by government. Trudeau's new bill targets so-called hate speech on the internet. Anyone could file a complaint against someone or a business. The targeted individual could end up getting hit with house arrest, even if he or she hasn't actually committed a speech crime, but a judge decides there is a likelihood that such a person would do so. Who knew Canadian bureaucrats and officials could read people's minds? One provision would make advocating genocide a crime that could be punishable by life imprisonment. One problem in all of this is definition. For propaganda purposes, for example, Hamas and other anti-Israeli parties accuse Israel of committing genocide in Gaza. So under this would-be law, anyone supporting Israel's war to destroy Hamas could be accused of supporting genocide and therefore be subject to long imprisonment. We've seen here in the U.S. the impact of campuses trying to ban alleged hate speech. Speech can be hateful and hurtful, but efforts to ban it become weapons of suppression. That's true of governments as well as colleges and universities. As the Trudeau regime demonstrates, governments, left to their own devices, will abuse their powers. When, in 2022, Canadian truckers organized protests against government vaccine regulations, Trudeau unsheathed a never-before-used law to suppress the drivers by blocking their bank accounts and seizing their vehicles. Thankfully here, a judge just ruled that Trudeau acted illegally. But the warning is clear. If Canada can suppress free speech, don't be surprised if more and more entities here in the U.S. try to emulate our neighbor to the north. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions. I look forward to being with you soon again.